The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden, Tara Schillen, and you rivaling the most listened to radio programs in the world. This is one of the most listened to radio programs according to Talkers Magazine. Can you believe that?
I can believe that.
Ken, good for you, Richie. Let's see if you believe this. Three men stranded on an island rescued yesterday.
Walk into a bar.
After hatching a plan that seemed to come right off of an old Gilligan's Island rerun, they were stranded Monday afternoon after a wave swamped their boat, and they were in a little, the island is Pulap, which is in Micronesia. You know where Micronesia is?
Of course. Weren't we there?
We were. We're very close to it, yeah.
We're
not
close
far
to
from
it.
Guam.
We're
in Guam. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Way out in the Pacific. So they went to an island that was uninhabited. Now, picture yourself out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Imagination now gets into high gear. They're 2,600 miles west and south of Honolulu. And there are hundreds of these little islands out there that nobody lives on.
Yeah.
That are just about 14 feet above sea level. And that's it. They're beautiful islands, but there's no place to land anything. There's sand all around them, and that's it. So they were there. I'm looking at a picture. We have the picture at DougSteffen.com of them having written in the sand in like 15-foot letters, help. And so the U.S. Coast Guard plane was out looking for them. And they saw this. They didn't know which island to go to. They just knew these guys were missing. And so they're flying around these islands. And they look and they see the thing in the sand. Help! And so that's how they got these guys. That's how they... I mean, think about it for a second. It's really pretty cool. Out in the middle of no place. Remember the movie Castaway? Hey.
Remember that movie? Yeah, right. But he went down in a FedEx plane, right?
Yeah. So they had the last sort of location.
These guys are on a 19-foot skiff in the middle of the South Pacific.
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
Not the smartest guys in town, probably.
Hey, man, I got an idea. Let's sail around the world, dude, in a 19-foot boat.
Now, should we share... Richie, I don't want to share this with you, but I'm thinking it'll have more. Jennifer... is going to get back, I think, to her regular schedule or more time here after her eye. And I think today she's seeing the doctor again. So
she has
to be cleared for more time with us. We miss her. And we're having a good time with Victoria Keelan, who looks like she'll become more a part of the program, which is kind of a nice thing. So maybe I save this, but I have the quote of the day here.
All right.
You tell me what you want me to do with it.
Bring it on.
This is from a Match.com ad that showed up yesterday, quote, if you don't like your imperfections, somebody else will. And this ad showed a woman with red hair and freckles. Now, I don't know about you. I've always thought that, well, yeah, exactly. But Match said it made a mistake because they equated this woman with red hair and freckles as someone who is imperfect. As somebody in marketing is hoping to hold on to their jobs today, because I wouldn't have thought that would have been the smartest thing that that person ever did. Good Lord. We have this focus on what is perfection. I think that red hair is and freckles are kind of cute, actually.
You know, it's all subject to everyone's personal likes. You could look at the most... look at it. We all look at, Farrah Fawcett, for example. That was the big thing when we were kids.
Yeah.
Some folks, that just wasn't their cup of tea.
Yeah.
And, you know, or Arnold Schwarzenegger, some women, you know, my wife, she loves, what's the little short dude on The Voice? A Maroon 5 singer, Adam Levine.
Adam Lambert. Or Levine. No. Is it Lambert or Levine?
It's definitely not Adam Lambert. Levine.
who's like, Adam Lambert? Why do I have that on my mind?
He was from American Idol.
Oh, okay. All right, got it.
Yeah, but I'm like, he's a midget. Mm-hmm. She's like,
people like midgets. Yeah, right. You see the stories all the time about these big Amazon women that like these guys that are 5 feet tall. It's just, that's the way it is. Everybody's got different tastes. So
it's all personal preference and different tastes, yes.
All right, speaking about taste, remember last year we were listening to people say, oh, wouldn't it be funny if Donald Trump won the nomination? And now that people say, oh, my God, Donald Trump
not so funny
the
now,
nomination. Right, so they have this big, huge division in the Republican Party. The people on the Team Trump side say that the change the party needs is him. And I'm thinking the change both parties need is somebody like him. Maybe not somebody quite so brash, but someone who's got the same ideas. That's why he's getting traction. That's
maybe
why
somebody Sanders a little bit more intelligent.
Traction. No, he's not dumb. He's just not tactful. I know you don't like him, but anyway, people on the other side say he's running the party into the ground, and they're hoping that he doesn't win enough delegates to get the nomination, so they can try to nominate somebody else. But Paul Ryan says it's not going to be me, even though he said the same thing when it came to the speaker's job, not going to be me. Yesterday he had a press conference to assure everybody it's not going to be me.
No, I still.
But nobody
come
believes
on,
it's not going to be me.
Run, Paul, run.
This time he swears he means it. It's not going to be me.
I'm getting bumper stickers for my car. Yeah. Ryan Kasich.
Ryan Kasich. That's a good name.
Yep.
Somebody named Kasich.
Ryan Kasich 2016. That's what's on my bumper.
That would be okay with me. I'd work on that side of the street. But we got to have change, Rich.
Got
to have change. The corruption in these parties and this system. Look at where Hillary Clinton, look at Cruz screwed because of the party mechanism and delegate counts and stuff. So Cruz screws Trump over in Colorado. Mrs. Clinton screws Bernie Sanders over in Wyoming. And you can look around. There are plenty of other examples of the same thing going on here, there, and everywhere. Politically, the system is corrupt. And frankly, my vote doesn't count, and your vote doesn't count. Because if I don't vote for the delegate who's going, I mean, I don't even know where the delegate situation is in Massachusetts, then maybe I should take a shot at voting in Arizona just to kind of even things up a little.
That's what we should all do.
And vote somewhere else. Yeah. Vote twice to make sure your vote counts at least once. That's the way to do it. All right, some food for thought there for us to think about. It's 14 after the hour. This is a good day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
I moved to Boston when I was 2. There was 14 of us in a 4-bedroom apartment in the projects in Boston. To be the first, actually, kid to buy a house in my family. I just realized that. I'm the first kid to buy a house. It's a very proud moment.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow,
Whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Go, 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 go. So about 40,000 people that work for Verizon, my favorite public utility, are on strike today. The problem is that they're not getting enough pay. Let's see, what else? They aren't happy with the severance. They got too many robots. They're giving back benefits. Yada, yada, yada. Well, what a lot of people don't know is, I freely talk about how I dislike Verizon to fare thee well. With all the various things I have in various locations, Richie, I spend almost $40,000 a year.
Yet you choose Verizon as your preferred provider.
Well, I haven't had any other choice. Now I understand after I moved into this new house, I could have put Comcast in here if I'd have known that.
You don't like Comcast? Man into the fire there, bro.
So they're worse than Verizon.
Ugh.
Well. So where do you get good service? You just, it's like everything else. Airplanes, everybody's gotten so big. And so there are 40,000 people. And by the way, Verizon is trying to sell the landline business to Frontier. I was told that by the installer that was here last week. They just want to be in the information business. They want to be in the cell phone business, the smartphone business, that kind of stuff.
Nobody wants to be in the landline business anymore. It's dinosaurs.
Well,
it's like having a dinosaur zoo.
How do you get all of the high-speed internet stuff if you don't have Comcast or something like Verizon in your home? How do you do?
You have to. And hey, let's face the reality. Bob's internet service is not going to be the most reliable service that you can have.
They got to have big and be everywhere.
Pedro's internet down in the corner is not going to give you fast speeds that you want.
No. Anyway, okay. So 40,000 Verizon workers out. What a joke. The company says we've trained non-union personnel to do their work. Really? How's that going to remember when I was here, a week ago Friday when I was getting the lines installed, and the fellow shows up at 10 o'clock. Okay, we got an install to do. It'll take us a couple of hours. Fine. It was ordered 2 weeks before. Couldn't find the paperwork. He stood around until 3 in the afternoon before he got the paperwork so they could do it. And they didn't get all the paperwork because I still have one line that's not connected. And the guy was here until 8:30 at night. Putting things in that he could have done at 10 o'clock in the morning if they'd have gotten their act together. But they don't. They have terrible, awful management there. President of the union says we don't take strikes lightly. For more than a year, we've been preparing for this event. If the strike goes on 2 weeks or longer, we are ready. You see, the problem is when a strike like this goes on for 2 weeks, they never get back their money. Never. They could get a raise, 10% raise,
right,
and they've blown it by being on the street for 2 weeks. That's what I never have understood. Whenever I've been in a union and I've gone on strike,
husband is one of the guys here in D.C. out there on the line.
I walked over the line. I went to work.
Did you?
Yep, I did.
Scab.
I was a scab.
Scab.
But can you imagine me walking a picket line versus going to work? Nah, I wouldn't do that. My loyalty is to myself. I need a paycheck, thanks. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pretty much everybody knows what this intro leads to. Song is called Stairway to Heaven, one of the big signature songs for any group, Led Zeppelin. Into This and Into Trouble, story at DougStephan.com about going to court over this song, the ongoing copyright dispute over Stairway to Heaven filed by the estate of Spirit guitarist Randy Wolf, who performed as Randy California. The trial, according to the Wall Street Journal, is a case that may set precedent for a lot of other things. Richie, why don't we play Cut 225, Mark Kelly.
The legendary opening melody to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, a tune which on May the 10th is the focus of a jury trial to determine whether it was copied from another song from the same period. The song in question, Taurus, by the band Spirit. According to Associated Press, U.S. District Judge R. Gary Klausner ruled on Friday that lawyers for the trustee of late Spirit guitarist Randy Wolf had shown enough evidence to support such a case. Klausner wrote that while the songs have some differences, lawyers may be able to prove that they are substantially similar. Taurus was written by Wolf in either 1966 or 1967, years before Led Zeppelin released Stairway to Heaven in 1970. Klausner wrote that the evidence presented so far represented a circumstantial case that Led Zeppelin may have heard Taurus performed before Stairway to Heaven was created. According to AP, Wolf's trustee, Michael Skidmore, was able to overcome statute of limitations hurdles to suing over Stairway to Heaven because the song was remastered and re-released in 2014. The jury trial is scheduled for May 10th in Los Angeles.
All right, come on. This is another one of those deals. Do you want to play the beginning, Richie, without any other? We had the noise in the background with this guy reporting. We didn't hear the beginning of the two. This is another one of those cases of...
All right, we all know Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
All right, so let's play the Taurus song and see what it sounds like.
What I want to know is why they wait so long.
By the way, I... play guitar, and every guitar player can play Stairway to Heaven. So I'm an expert at telling you whether it's similar.
All right, Richie. So is it? Sounds pretty similar to me.
It's similar. It's not the same.
That's the difference right there. All right, should we play this cut from The Analyst? Here's Joe Hankier focusing on how important it is to understand the nuance here, whether they can prove their case.
It's very difficult to prove when we're just talking about lyrics, when we're just talking about chords here, music. Led Zeppelin, though, they have a bit of a checkered past when it comes to using lyrics, especially from blues songs. Muddy Waters is one that springs to mind. And they have actually changed publishing rights in the past to give credit to those bands that they have used the lyrics of.
Yeah,
when it comes to this music, to this chord, you can obviously hear how similar it sounds. And it definitely sounds, especially when given the fact that they actually toured together and Led Zeppelin's past, that most likely they did probably hear this and reuse it. But it is hard to prove these things when you're talking about just the music. Obviously, chords, it's all about sequencing and numbers, and you know there's only so many combinations. I will say though that interestingly enough, though Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke, Pharrell, they were sued in a similar case, and this was just about the chords. This was just about the tune. It was by Marvin Gaye's estate, and they did actually win. Marvin Gaye's estate did actually manage to successfully win the case. So definitely,
Robert Johnson's estate should be suing everybody because he's the original blues guy, and they all stole his stuff. So
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Tip. You know, the questions I get asked all the time, many of them refer to, Warren, why does my pet do certain things? For example, why does your dog pant? You know, the thousands of sweat glands all over our bodies enable us to cool ourselves down by sweating. In contrast, the dog only possess efficient sweat glands on their feet. They therefore rely on panting as a means of regulating their body temperature. If your dog begins to overheat, she opens her mouth, extends her tongue, and begins rapid, heavy panting as a cooling mechanism. And why does your dog raise its front paw? You know, every dog in America, it might be chewing, it might be jumping, but every dog knows how to shake hands, and everyone says, good boy, good boy. Generally speaking, when a dog raises its paw, it's not, hi, how you doing, pop? What it means is, I want to dominate. It's a sign of dominant behavior. In the wild, when wolves approach each other, the more dominant wolf will take its paw and throw it over the back of the other one. And one of my favorite is, why does my cat bother me while I'm on the phone? Well, think about this. You're home alone. No one's saying a word. No one's talking. You're talking. Who do you think your cat thinks you're talking to? Of course, it's him. I'm Warren Eckstein.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day to you. 33 after the hour now on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Stanford with my friends Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a few minutes with some medical. We're going to spend a little time on the Zika thing and hopefully put it all straight, because it's so far, as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of nonsense. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Don't want to make your head hurt too much yet. Although a lot of people, my head hurts when I listen to Mark Zuckerberg and Stephen Hawking unwrapping plans to send a fleet of spacecraft to Alpha Centauri, which is the nearest star system. Did you hear about this, Richie? The mission?
No, I thought they wanted to send Donald Trump to Alpha Centauri.
Well, they may send him if they
That's
get
Zuckerberg's
him.
Latest thing this morning is outing Donald Trump.
Outing him in what way?
Saying that he's not the guy.
Has he got some dirt on him? His Facebook page, or is
personal opinion? So, that matters with anybody. But
personal opinion is personal opinion.
Right. But Mark Zuckerberg's versus yours versus anybody's.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah, right. Well, I don't much. I'm not looking to him for advice on that sort of thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Although I do find this idea of going to Alpha Centauri with a small fleet of spacecraft to be, and they're called a robo fleet. They're going to check out what's going on there. Now, I'm just remembering it took NASA 10 years to send a spacecraft out to Pluto, and Alpha Centauri is a lot further away.
Let me Google Alpha Centauri and see how far away it is.
A few scientists are laughing a bit about this. So let's get to the other side of science. From NASA today, they're going to test a proton power system. Sort of a radical idea. It could send spacecraft to the edge of the universe. Maybe they're trying to compete with Zuckerberg, right? This is a spinning craft that would deploy electrically charged aluminum wires, Richie. Each one would be a millimeter thick, extend out about 12 and a half miles, and go around creating energy. See that picture of that?
Yeah, cool.
It's the E-sail creation. Repels protons and solar wind to create thrust. Who thought about this? Who comes up with these ideas? My God, imagine
people are a lot smarter than you and I. We think we're wizards because we can get on the air every day.
Don't speak for me. Speak for yourself. I'm kind of a wizard in my own right.
Yeah, you sure are.
This could the solar system would be able to be traveled, to traverse, we could go around the entire solar system in 10 years. You'd think these guys would get together, right? Here's another NASA story this week. The Kepler spacecraft kicking into emergency mode, 75 million miles away from Earth, slipped into emergency mode earlier this week. The last regular contact was last Monday. Everything seemed normal at that time. Ground control is discovering the problem last Thursday, talking about it over the weekend. It's headed to the outer regions from the center of the Milky Way, which is where it is now. This is, again, how does your mind wrap itself around the fact this thing is seen and reported on 5,000 planets outside our solar system so far? Mm. How do you wrap your head around that? That's almost impossible. Anyway, wow. Something to behold. So it's
the Deep Space Network.
Yes, right. Deep space. By the way, I want to. We're going to do some television news here before we get to Ron. But the we were talking about Led Zeppelin and the court suit over Stairway to Heaven, and whether it was them or whether it was the other group, Spirit. Is that what it's called? Song is Taurus by a group called Spirit.
Yeah.
And whether one came before the other. Here from Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, some social media commentary. Larry writes, what a load of crap. The judge obviously has no idea of anything musical. The jurors ought to be made up of musicians, just to level the playing field for Led Zeppelin. Too many lawyers on this planet, and clearly too many ignorant judges. Okay, sir. Danny writes, good God, the essence of music is taking elements, improvising, and expanding. Virtually nothing ever written hasn't inspired new ideas. That's kind of like from the same school of thought as there are no original ideas. Somebody's thought of it before, at least once. So is that the case with music? And then, under the circumstance, does the Led Zeppelin case get thrown out? I think maybe thinking about it the way the listeners thought about Richie, yeah. There is, I mean, there are 8 notes. Hello.
Yeah.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it.
This is Robert Johnson. Doing Sweet Home Chicago, which he originally wrote in the 1920s, 1927. He wrote 29 songs, wrote and recorded 29 songs. Every single one of those songs has been redone by every single and reimagined by every single classic rock artist that there is. The Stones, Zeppelin, ZZ Top, Eric Clapton, everybody. It's all reworked, it's all redone, and we're going to spend the rest of our lives in court suing each other. I say, sue all the lawyers.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can say that. 39 past the hour, TV report up next here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease for U.S. children 14 and younger. That's unacceptable. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. From marathons, walks, and runs, to mathathons, dinners, and golf events, awareness and funds are raised through more than 31,000 St. Jude events around the country. Donations from events like these allow doctors and scientists to focus on what matters most, saving kids, regardless of their financial situation. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%, and we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Thanks to our supporters, families never receive a bill from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all they should worry about is helping their child live.
For more information, visit stjude.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
57
channels and nothing
on. Dude. All right, let's find out what's latest from the television world. Here's the story from Gloria Steinem that we have at DougStefan.com today.
What's she up to?
Well, she spent her life traveling the world, learning more about women's issues, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
She has a new series called Woman on TV. According to a press release yesterday, she's the EP, executive producer of the program, following a team of female journalists traveling around the world and exposing how violence against women drives global instability. The show will focus on things like sexual violence in the Congo, murders in Canada, problems with women in El Salvador in the first episodes. There's a trailer. I don't think we have the trailer. We just have a picture of Gloria Steinem at DougStefan.com. But the focus is on how women come out on the short end of the stick when it comes to poverty, religion. I mean, I don't think there's no news there, especially when it comes to the Muslim faith. Anyway, she says the series hopes to inform and give viewers ways to help. I think that's always the best thing to do. I like to think this radio program offers solutions to various problems that we find. And I know the agriculture show that I do, American Family Farmer, that's on a lot of these same stations every weekend, aims to do just that, solve problems. We have Ron Hoffman here and some of the other doctors. We aim to help you with the medical stories. Fox has renewed New Girl with Zooey Deschanel for another season, Richie.
Good show.
Unclear how many episodes will be in the season or if it will be the last. Let's see. I like her sister. I don't know much about her. Her sister is the one who stars in Bones, and I know that this is supposedly the last season of that show.
Zooey is quirky and cute. Very funny.
Okay.
Yes.
Does she look like her sister?
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. We had a conversation, you and I, with Kiefer Sutherland a couple of weeks ago, and we asked him about 24. Another interview has popped up with him. He was asked once again about 24, and he said, well, I told everybody I was going to not be involved. I said that twice before, and both times I've been wrong. So maybe around this country music career that he's started, he is the producer. Didn't he tell us that? He was the producer.
Yeah, he's one of the executive producers, and he said, hey, listen, the show will go on without me. Could I be a part of it in some form or fashion? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, it is without me at this point.
Yeah. He says he likes the idea of this new series, Designated Survivor. He described it as a feeling of the West Wing, but is a more thrilling. He becomes the president. He's the Speaker of the House or something, I think, right?
You know how when they do the State of the Union address, they keep out one person, just in case something were to happen at the Capitol.
Right. Yep.
He is that one person and something happens at the Capitol.
Yeah, blows up. Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway. He says, I haven't been as excited about this, about anything as I am here since the beginning of doing 24. So that's good. It'd be a good show. 44 after, Dr. Ron Hoffman up next here on Good Day.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $299. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $399 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free With Purchase event going on now, in-store and online.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here with us. His website, drhoffman.com, has an incredible newsletter that he publishes every week. It is intelligent, and it's called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. So I want to get to the bottom. I'm so tired of listening to this bunkum. At least that's my spin on it from the CDC and all these other people, news media screaming about seven cases in Houston, and we have to fight this, so we're going to spend almost $2 billion. This is nonsense from my side of the street. What do you say?
Well, I say you're partially right, but just in case, you know, in the past we've had so many cases where the CDC and health authorities have cried wolf, and you know, we felt that the public trust has been betrayed. But here, there really is a true threat. I mean, this is affecting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in the Southern Hemisphere. There have been scores and scores of reports of birth defects, and now they're conclusively linked to the Zika virus. In the past, there was some doubt as to whether there truly was a linkage. It was thought maybe it's the pesticide they're using on the mosquitoes that's causing the brain problems.
But even if there is, Ron, the way to fix it, there are these Rich's wife is from Colombia, so she was down there last week, and they buy these little bracelets for $10 that have DEET on them, and it's like a dog wearing a collar, or when you get the stuff, it keeps the bugs away from you. So what are we spending $2 billion for?
That doesn't really work. And besides splashing DEET all over your body isn't the greatest thing either for pregnancy. So,
really?
You know, we really need to look into this. And, you know, I'm looking, even as we speak, I'm looking at Fox News on my screen here in my studio. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the Zika virus. They've got the head of the National Institutes of Health on there warning that we're going to have a bad season because it's getting warmer here. The dividing line where the mosquito that transmits it is right up to Massachusetts, includes much of New York State and much of the southern tier of the country. Is a potential problem. It's also sexually transmitted. So you can, I mean, they're actually putting out warnings saying that women should not sleep with men without protection when there is risk of pregnancy in a man who's been traveling to some of these countries. So this is the real deal. They're working on a vaccine. And, of course, when they're working on a vaccine, you know, follow the money trail. There's a lot of big profits for big pharma.
Yep.
And, you know, they're ginning up concern, perhaps, so that they can have a financial windfall. But, I really do think that this is something we need to pay attention to.
Well,
hopefully it won't pan out to be as big a problem as we've anticipated in the past.
Scientists say that you can develop sterile flies that'll eat these larvae.
Yeah.
There's a mosquito is a way of developing a sterile female.
Birth control for mosquitoes.
I mean, is that practical? Isn't that cheaper than
that actually may be a better way to do this than to have widespread spraying of dangerous pesticides in neighborhoods. You know, there are times of the year where you walk down the streets of Manhattan and they're spraying with this highly toxic chemical. They say, you know, keep your pets at home. But what about the people who are taking a late night stroll in their neighborhood as this truck comes by spraying, you know, this noxious cloud of toxic pesticide? And then it, you know, affects the water and you know, a biological cure where they try and trick the mosquitoes into mating with sterile females may be the right way to go.
Yeah. All right. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, are you more concerned about the Zika virus and you this week than you were last week? Yeah, it's scary. A bit more scared. About the same. News media trying to scare us. And what's the Zika virus? You have to have been under a rock to not know what the Zika virus is, I think.
And most people get a mild infection, barely notice that they have it. They feel a little under the weather, so it's not really devastating. But in pregnancy, it can be a super big problem. And some adults who get it have terrible symptoms, and they end up with neurological symptoms that are long-lasting. That's a Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's no picnic.
Right. Do you have faith in the CDC?
To some extent, I do. But,
yeah.
You know, they missed it. They've done that Chicken Little thing too much in the past, and they've lost a lot of cred. So eventually, you know, they may be right. You know, Broken Clock is right, you know, once every 12 hours.
Yeah,
so
right, yeah. You know. There are some people who think that the government knows more than we do, and that's why they want to spend the $2 billion. So,
yeah.
Anyway, skier in fear, as it were. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
On the Good Day program, my pal Warren Eckstein is here. He's got a number of items in his hooch today, his hooch pooch, or his pooch hooch. Which is it? A pooch hooch or a hooch pooch? Which do you prefer?
I'll accept either one, Doug.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Other things I'm called, I'll take it either way.
Well, I'm not calling you anything. I'm looking for a vehicle in which to put all of this information, like the prong collar, what to do with that. We'll have that info and a number of other things that will help us focus on your pets, because that's what Warren is best at. He loves his wife, loves his dogs, and loves his cats, and loves his pets, and loves his radio show. He's a lover. Warren Eckstein, up next here on Good Day.
Jessica, who's there? I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your ShopYourWay account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until April 13th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All right, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, which is heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country, quality radio stations like the ones carrying this program every weekend. He's been doing it for a long time. I think you've got as many years in on the air as I have, if I'm not mistaken, don't you?
I'm just going over 30, Doug.
Oh, all right. Well, the Good Day program is just going over 28, but I've been on the air. I thought you were on the air before you actually started doing that program for some reason or another. At any rate, we know.
I was, a guest on the show. My own show actually started 30 years ago.
He's a
I was
seasoned.
11.
Yes, right, exactly. A seasoned performer. Okay, so the prong collar, describe what that is, will you please?
It's that collar we see people walking their dogs around. It has, like, the spikes on it. The many, many people are using them now, and I'm totally against them. They hurt. That's the bottom line. In other words, if they didn't hurt, the dog wouldn't react to it. It inflicts pain, can sometimes cause injury. You know, Doug, this is something I've been talking about for probably the last 30 years. Having ego aside, having personally trained over 40,000 dogs myself, I have never, ever, ever even considered or used one of these collars. Now, the reason I'm glad this article came out is because the San Francisco SPCA, who posted this article against prong collars, is one of the most respected behavioral SPCAs in the country. And they're in total agreement talking about how many clients they see at their local hospital, injuries from people that have used a prong collar. And here's another thing that people don't understand. When you're training your dog, you should never, ever rely on pain, never rely on fear. Positive reinforcement and hugs and kisses are absolutely the way to go. In many countries, for example, New Zealand, Austria, Switzerland, Quebec, Canada, have already outlawed these. They're for lazy people that don't want to take the time to educate their dogs.
All right, so let me do one step further here. Meredith and I were talking about Millie the dog. I have this new place, huge backyard. The dog loves running around. And we thought, okay, I'd rather have him running free than to have him on a line, because we really can't trust her to stay around the first smell of any rabbit or something, and she's off. So if we put up that electric guide thing, which she's used before, I never used it with Charlotte, but I didn't have to because she was always with me. But is it possible? Meredith says there's not much use to doing it because she figures Millie just run right through it. Is that possible, or is this thing almost foolproof or not good?
Well, you know, those electronic fences, there's a lot of pros and cons about them. I've never been a big, big fan of them. I know people hate when I say that. Here's my reasoning behind it. Let's say Millie's running in her backyard. Millie's having a great time. She won't go past the electric shock thing, and she's doing great. But how does that stop the other dogs in the neighborhood that might be loose from coming onto the property and going after your dog? How does that stop a coyote from coming onto your property? It only reacts to the animal that's wearing the collar around its neck. So my feeling is this. You know what? Call me old-fashioned. Either my dog's on a leash in a harness, or I have a fence around my property. That's just the way it is.
Uh-huh. That's an interesting way of looking at it. I hadn't thought about that.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So I noticed that Purina... Is Purina one of your sponsors? I've forgotten.
No.
All right. So the tubs of wet dog food that were recalled, whatever happened with that, is that something that happens with regularity, the vitamin concerns, that sort of thing, whether they have...
Yeah, there are. You know, I subscribe to something called Dog Food Advisor, and almost once a week I get a recall on some other brand of dog food because they did this or they did that or they didn't do this or they didn't do that. So read the label carefully. Check it out. Dogfoodadvisor.com. You can all go on it, and it'll give you any type of dog food recall that's coming out.
Warren, next...
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.